All right, I'll start. He'll come 2 minutes later. Okay, so today's daf is daf yud. So we're actually on the top of daf yud. And we're talking about the Mishnah. We're talking about different things that you're permitted or not permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. So now we're talking about sowing. So the Mishnah said, Hahejo toker kedarko on Chol HaMoed, the non-professional, can sow regularly. I mean, you have to have all other harterim, but he can sow. He doesn't need to make a shinoi. So hechi dami, hedjo. How do you define who's a hedjo and who's a mumcha? So Amri Debe Yarvianai, they said in the base of Yarvianai, who's a hedjot? Kol she'enu yochel lehot simlo machat bevas achatz. Whoever cannot pull out the full of the needle in one shot. Rashi seems to explain is that the professionals would be able to do is they would take the needle, they would do a bunch of stitches at once, and then pull at the end, and it all would line up and all line up in one shot. They can with one threading. They could do a whole bunch of stitches. If you can't do that, then you're a hedjot. Rav Yosi bar Chanina Amar, Rav Yosi bar Chanina, machlokes rishonim, whether he's arguing or he's just giving, or maybe the definition depends on where you are, or he's maybe giving us another definition. Rav Yosi bar Chanina Amar, kol she'enu yochel lekavin imra v'chevet chaluko. It's basically someone who can't make a straight hem on the bottom of the cloak. Right? Rashi says, she'enu yodoy l'tchov oso beged av she'osu b'ne imra b'chafas chaluko. One place is short, one place is long. I think it means you can't make a straight hem. That guy's considered a hedjot. And if you're a hedjot, then you can sew regularly. You don't have to make any changes. The uman machliv, and the uman, who is, I guess, somebody who can do either of those two things that we just mentioned, he has to do a shinoi when he does the shinoi, because maisa uman is one of the items that are one of the categories of malacha that usher on Chol HaMoed. Va'uman machliv, my machliv, actually say the other way around. A mice, a hedjot is rotten, right? So, malacha is usher, except you have a heter. Va'uman machliv, my machliv, so Rabbi Yochanan Omer, mafsia. Rashi says mafsia means, she'ain a tofer biyosher. He doesn't do it in a straight line. Elam efazer hatzvira. He scatters it. Ulahachi kari machliv, that's why it's called machliv. Shadomim tichuvei hamachat, because the stitching is similar, l'shinei hakelev, like the teeth of a dog. Rechoko zomizek l'shinei hakelev, like a dog's mouth, it's not, the teeth of the dog are sometimes spread out, not compact together. And Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amar, I guess he gives him more explanation, he says, shinei kalbasa, he does it like the teeth of the kelev, which I guess is the same exact thing that we just mentioned before, right? Right, kalbasa, Rashi says, she'eno tofer kedarka, Elatochev zeb, what's the base? Elatochev bedarko, litchov zeb is somach lze. Elatochev hamachav hamachas lamala, hamachas lamato. Same idea. Just it's jagged, uneven stitching. Okay. Tosos points out. He says a hedge of toker kedarko. It's important. Tosos. So Tosos says nire. It seems dafka l'tzorich hamoed. The hedge who's doing this idea and he's doing it kedarko. That is has to be l'tzorach ha-moed. Aval b'chinam, because tzon behedjot, like a hedjot tzon, is a shinoi. But b'chinam, if there's no purpose for it on yontif, lama yatiru afilo yidei shinoi. Why would it be mutter? Even if you have a shinoi, if it's not l'tzorach ha-moed, what would be the purpose? Why would you do it? He says, miu, however, lo ayri b'davar oven. We're not talking about a davar oven. It will be lost. We'll talk about later davar oven on today's daf. The hecha de ikar davar oven, because if it is a davar oven, they don't even need a shinoi at all. Kaim along Rav Yosi, the A Matrashinoi Bigdavar of it. The Hechad, when that Tosa says, the Hechad the Bigadav O Min Alav Mikuroyim, if your clothing is ripped, or your shoes are ripped, the Yamniach Oso Av Achar Moed is Kalkulu, and if you leave it over till, and if you don't fix them now, they're going to get destroyed. Ra'isi Ravosai She'em Makilin Klal Lahatir, Afila De Nachri. His rabbis didn't permit this. Tosos is trying to deal with the fact that he was just a davar oven, doesn't need a shinoi. Here it appears to be a davar oven, yet his rabbanim didn't permit it, right? So he says shema lo hayuchoshim also davar oven. Maybe they just didn't think this was a davar oven. I don't know. Maybe it has other shoes or something like that. Oh shema ain't called davar oven mutter below shinoi. Maybe there are certain davar ovens that would require a shinoi, which goes against what we just said before that if you have it, that the davar oven doesn't require a shinoi. Maybe it has to do specifically with the shoes or something. Tosos is dealing with the apparent, the tension between the fact that a davar oven does not require a shinoi Chol HaMoed and the fact that his rabbanim possibly that you couldn't fix these shoes or these items of clothing that will get ruined. So basically, the Torah Tosos a few things. Number one, a malacha that's mutter on it has to, something that's mutter, and you need to do a shinoi. It needs to be done with a shinoi if it's a tzorach hamoed. If it's not a tzorach hamoed, then you can't do it at all. And even if it is, but if it's a davar avod, then you don't need a shinoi. So malacha of davar avod would not require a shinoi. Okay. And then the Mishnah mentioned misarginas hamitos. You can be misarig the mitos. We'll figure out what misarig is. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't be misari, but you can be mimatkin. You can be mimateach. And that Gemara is going to ask, my misargin, umai mimatkin. What's the definition of these two words? So ki aser Rabdimi. So Rabdimi came from Registrar of the Bavel. Amar, he said, pligabar Rav Chia bar Abba Rav Asi. There was a machlosis to define these two terms between Rav Chia and Rav Asi. V'tarvayu mishmei dechiskev Rav Yochanan. And both of them heard them from the words of Chizkiv and Rabbi Yochanan. It was a machlokas Chizkiv and Rabbi Yochanan. We don't know who said which, but the two definitions of what these terms are. Chad said, Chad Amar, Misargin Shisiva Erev. One said Misargin means a regular stitching. Woof and trot, woof and
wart.
Wart removed. This way and this way. Shet Nakati, Shisiva Erev. And that's what Misargin would mean. And that's what the Tanakama says is Mutter. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the only be Matkin. What's Matkin? Shisiva Lo Erev. You can't do the regular both ways, you can only do it one way. Yeah, you only can do it one way. The Chad Amar, and one says, no, we'll take it a step down. The Chad Amar Misargin, which is Mutter, it's just Siblo Erev, it's just stitching it, is I guess, weaving one way. Umimadchin is She'im Hayirafoy Mimadchol, that if it's loose, you can tighten it. But nobody would hold you to do Shisiva Erev. The first my number is, what Tanakama says, even Shisiva Erev is good. Rav Yossi says only one way is good. Second Mandamar says, Tanakama says only one way is good. And Rav Yossi says, not even, we can't weave at all. It's only tightening if it gets, loose. So Eini, can this possibly be their machlokas? By Tanya Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul says that there's a brisa that explains the Mishnah. It says Vishavin, it says that Vishavin, meaning Tanakama Mishnah and Rav Yossi, who argue by Misargin, they both agree, she'ein mafshilin chavilin chatzila. I think it means you can't twist the rope to begin with. You can't make the rope, twist it to wraps around. You can't do that to begin with. I'm thinking that maybe that's a ma'isa uman, or maybe it's kircha. It says, she'ein mafshilin chavilin chatzila. So now, bishlam alamanda amen misargin shesiva erev, umen matkin shesiva lo erev, hainer de katani rab techifla bar sha'ol, v'shavin she'ein mafshilin chavilin chatzila. So if, according to the first mandamar, it makes sense. First Mandamar says the machlokas is whether you can go war from whoop, you can go back and forth shivlo erev. So, and then Rabbi Yossi says you can only do shisi, and so they both agree that you can't be mafshil, you can't twist. However, elamanda amar misargin shivlo erev. And the idea is, the assumption being is that twisting the threads is a more difficult. There's more reason to asher twisting the threads than doing shesiva erev. So here, you have the first kind of comment says you can do shesiva erev, but I agree you can't twist the threads. But the second mandamer says no one holds in the second mandamer that you can do shesiva erev. If you can't do shesiva erev, why would you think that you have havmina that you could twist the ropes? It's there's no reason to mention it. So that's why you can't. So that's why the explanation of the first mandamer makes more sense. And the Gemara says el amanda amar misargim shesiva lo erev umematkin shim hayarafo and umatko. Hashda shesiva erev amarta lo. You can't do shesiva erev, but chavalim nechachilim ibayi. You would have thought that you could do chavalim, that you have to come to tell me. The Tanakama agrees that you can't twist the ropes, and you can't do shesiva erev. You certainly can't twist the ropes. So what's going on? So it must be.
This is weaving. It's not sewing.
Weaving, correct?
It's weaving.
Yeah.
We're talking about. So if somebody has a tear in the bagel, it's not sewing. If you're weaving the bagel.
But here we're talking about weaving the bottom of the bottom of the bed. What? Is it tzorach yontiv?
Sleeping on the floor.
Maybe there are other ways to deal with the bed. The Gemara will see later. Maybe there are other ways to deal with the bed. You can stick stuff under the bed and make it stay. Maybe there are other ways of dealing with the bed. He says.
That's not a malach.
What?
That's not a malach.
Right. It's not a malach.
Why not?
What if I take pillows and put it underneath the bed? Why is that a malach? Not doing anything. But you're right. I mean, the Tanakhama says it's Tzorach HaMoed, and Rav Yossi says that I guess he either says it's a Maisa Uman, maybe he says it's a Maisa Uman. Maybe it's too much Tircha. Maybe it's not a Shinoi. You still have to do a Shinoi. Right? As Tausfus was said, that the Tzorach HaMoed, you had to do it as a only place where you didn't have a Shinoi was if you did it if it was a davar avad. Maybe here there's no shinri. Maybe that's why he says you only do it one way. That's the shinri. Fine. So therefore, so now we have a kasha on the second mind amar, and now the Gemara says kasha, and now we're going to knock out the second mind amar again. The second mind amar said that misarge means shasi below erev, and mematkin means just tightening it. So he says it can't be, because if that was the case, why did they have to tell me that they agree that you can't twist the ropes to begin with? So then he says another question is the kasha amalei rav. That's kasha. And second, amalei rav Nachman by Yitzchak of Chibar Avin ni ikal amand amar misargin shasi below erev. It's impossible to hold that the word misargin means shasi below erev. Here we're talking about definitions. The definition of the word of sirug cannot be shasi below erev. The definition of sirug has to be shasi to erev. Why? Bahatnan, we have the following mishnah in Kalim, right? In the I think it's in the 16th parak of Kalim, right? Because we all got there. Wait, mishatan, right? Bahatnan. They should put Kalim in Dafyom. We see how far we get with that one. Rav Meir Omer. Hamit, 30 prakim, right? Kalim is 10 years. All right. Rav Meir Omer Hamita Misha Yisrog Ba Shlosha Batim. When is a bed Mekabel Tuma? Let's look at Rashi. He says Hamita, right? You see Rashi across. Hamita Lo Olam Eina Mekabelas Tuma Ad She Yisrog Ba Gimel Batinirim. Hamita is actually in a bed, so it's not even clear to Mekabel Tuma unless it has three of Sirugs. She has to seek Far Matuach. So the way a bed works is it can't be a bed, but something has to be supporting it. So it's supported one way, that's the bed. It's not doesn't become a bed, I mean a kli, until you do the weave it the other way. So Masarig means Shasi the Erev, clear from the Mishnah. Right? See, it has to be Shasi the Erev. So Masarig clearly means Shasi the Erev. So the explanation of the Mishnah has to be the first way, which means the Tanakhama holds that you're allowed to do Shasi the Erev. Rabbi Yosef says you can't do that. The only thing you can do is do it Shasi below Erev. They'll both agree you can tighten it, and they'll both agree that you can't twist the ropes to begin with. That's now. So the Gemara says, okay, no, forget that explanation. That was not the explanation of the Mishnah. Elo ki osa Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he says as follows, b'misargin kule amalo pligi. Everyone agrees that misargin is shesiva erev. Everyone agrees that misargin is shesiva erev. That's what misargin means. That's like we just said. Misargin is shesiva erev. Tanakhama says you may do that. Rav Yosef says you may not do that. Ki pligi, their machlokus is the shesiva lo el ki pligi bimatchen. The machlokus is what the definition of the word bimatchen is. Mar savar bimatchen shesiva erev. So machlokus is only what Rav Yosef permitted. How lenient was Rav Yosef? One says bimatchen means shesiva lo erev, means you can do the weaving one way. The mar savar, and one says misargin means only shehima here rough one bimatchel, that if it was loose, he could tighten it. So shesiva, we just go stage one. Shesiva lo erev is level one. Shesiva lo erev is level two, and tightening is level three. Tanakam permits level one. Machlokas, whether Rav Yosef permits level two or only permits level three. That's the machlokas. So meisvei.
Wouldn't just tightening
be? I don't know what the weaving is. I don't know what's perceived as more as a meisa uma and what's perceived more as shinoi. Then I don't know. I don't know how the beds are made, which is considered more machinery.
It was ropes that went this way and this way.
So, you know, you're making the ropes. You're making the ropes that go each way. The Tanakhama says you can make the ropes go both ways. Machlokas, right. Rav Yosef says you can make the ropes going this way, or Rav Yosef says you can't even do that. The only thing you would be permitted to do is if the ropes got loosened, you could tighten them. But they're there already. And then you tighten them.
Right.
So, Nesvei, so they asked on this Mandamah, right? So, this Mandamah is, I guess they're asking on the second Manda Amr is that Rav Yosi only permits you to tighten loose ropes. So Meshvei, right, the Brisa says, Misargin Esamita, you can be Misarig the bed, which we explain means Shasiva Erev, the Ein Sarik Lomer Shemimatkin. And of course you can be Mimatkin. Right? Of course you can be Mimatkin. We don't know what Mimatkin is now because we're asking. Right? Of course you can be Mimatkin. Divri Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yosi Omer, Mimatkin Avlo Misargin. So basically, Rav Meir is our Tanakhama. Rav Yosi says, no, you can't be Misari, you only be Mateach. The Yesh Omer, Ein Mimatkin Kol Ikar. And one Mandar Omer says, you can't do anything. You can't do neither Mimatkin, you can't do Misargin. So Pishlum all the Mandar Omer, Mimatkin, Shasi below Erev. So we're trying to figure out what Mimatkin means. Does Mimatkin mean Shasi below Erev, a one way weave? Or does it just mean even lower standard of twisting? So Pishlum all the Mandar Omer, Mimatkin means Shasi below Erev. Hainu the Asu Yesh Omer, Leiflugi. That's why the Yesh Omer come to argue. Basically, we're on level two, so the Yesh Omer are arguing on level two. But if you say that Misarig means just tightening, Someone argues on level 3. Someone says you can't even heighten the bed. I mean, the Gemara is not going to want to entertain that possibility. He says, Vishlomo lamanda amar mimatlin shesiblo erev, hainu de asu yesh omim leafluge. That's why the yesh omim come to argue and says that you can't do shesiblo erev. El lamanda amar, according to the Madamar, who says that Rabbi Yossi only permitted to, he didn't permit the weaving at all. He only permits the tightening. Osheim hayarafo mimatlu, so yesh omim are going to go argue. Yesh omrim min matchol nami lo. They wouldn't even let you tighten the strip, like tighten it. Why would they let you tighten it? There's no malacha over here. That's what they're not doing anything. You're just tightening something. There's no malacha going on here. So the Gemara says, no, I have an answer. In it is possible for the yesh omrim to say that you shouldn't tighten it either, because kevan de efshar the milie b'mani lo tarchinon. Because you can stuff kelim in the, let's see, what happened here is that the bed is not supported. The bed's not supported. It's stuck, right? It's sagging. So just stuff things underneath it to hold it up. Right? They didn't have like glass. It wasn't a sealy pasperpedic. They didn't. So they just stick something in there. Right? Rashi says, in, he says, Vadai, asu yesh omer lemeser nami mituche, mishum daho be'efshe lemalgi lemita b'mane ad la'ayl, until you raise it. So you raise it, and then you lay down pillows on top of it, so it makes more, so it becomes more comfortable. You don't have to be matareach. So therefore, that's why lo tarchin and habitor lo tzorech. They have a tirch lo tzorech, which should be asr chol moed. So the possibility exists that there's this three-way machlokas. So we came out saying clear that misari that mimateach means shesi below erev. The question was no. We came out saying Misari means Shesiv Erev, but we didn't come out really with a clear understanding of what Mateach is, because both studim are still open when it comes to that definition. By the time the Gemara finishes,
either way, it's lesser.
Yeah, it's lesser. The question is one level less or two levels less? Less. Okay.
I challenge you to tell me which way it's worked.
I have absolutely no idea. The opposite ways of each other. But I didn't answer your question. So now the Mishnah is going to start talking about items that are permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed. I think here it talks about maybe the Machshiri Ochol Nefesh or it's Ochol Nefesh. We're talking about Davar Avod. We're talking about other things that come up. So the Mishnah says, Ma'amidim, which means you can build anew, a Tanor B'Kirayim, these two types of ovens that are used for baking and cooking, V'Reichayim, and you can also build the Reichayim, meaning the mill. Right, the mill, because that's used for grinding the wheat, which is a little one step removed. Actually, that is actually not Ochol Nefesh, that's Machshiri Ochol Nefesh. It's one step removed. There is a girsa that doesn't have the word Rechayim in the Mishnah. That's the girsa of the Rif and the Ritva that and Rabbi Chananel. That just says Ma'midim Tanur B'Kirayim B'Moed. And I think that's Rashi also seems to say that. Because the Masal Rashi, he says Ma'midim Tanur B'Kirayim. He says She'osim Osel Lechachilah the Rabbi Kamon. He says a tanur is a place where you can put two kederos, and a kir is a place where you can put one kedera. Even though it seems that elsewhere Rashi explains differently, maybe we mentioned before, maybe this isn't. What? Right. So maybe Rashi is different than Rashi elsewhere. But that's nevertheless the idea is here is whichever oven is which, you can make these ovens to cook and bake on Yontif. Our gear says you can also make the mill. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yehuda says talking about the mill. He says, "Ein mechabshnes herechayim betchila. You can't be mechabish the rechayim originally. When they're new, you can't do mechabish. So we'll figure, but like mashma, an old one, you may do mechabish. So let's figure out what that is. So my mechabshin, what is mechabshnes herechayim? Where there's a machlokshin of Yehud and Tanakama. Obviously, Tanakama says you may do it. If Yehud's coming out and say you may not do it. So what is that? Machlokas. Rav Yehuda Amar Minake Rechaya, and Rav Yechiya Amar Bas Eina. Rav Yehuda means it's Minake Rechaya. Rashi says it means basically you're sharpening the stones. Because they have to be sharp, they got dull, and they're sharp to crush. Rashi says Minake Rechaya, Shekeshehi Yeshena, when it gets old, the chalok, and it gets smooth, Eina Chikin Yechol Nefarech. It can't be crushed, so Minake, you Minake it, which means Chotchen Osa Kadesh Lo Yeshava. You make it jagged. Right. Isn't there something in Chulim we talk about nikur, right? Removing or making something. Anyway, do something. I'm not sure.
All right.
So kedesh yivchol kitim tachteh. That's what he says. That what's one manamer says, and the other manamer says it's bas ena. Rashi says is nekev she'osim be'emtzer rechayim she'tfun of elso tochot. It's the hole in the middle of the mill that the wheat has to fall through. Yeah. So question is, the question is a machlokes as to whether the machlokes in the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is whether or not you do one or the other. So now we're going to ask, Rabbi Chiyo, who holds that Bas Eina is the hole in the middle. Basically, the question is going to be if Rabbi Yehuda permits you to do. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on a new one. He says Ein Mechav Shemechayim B'Tchila. You can't do it originally. So he says, meaning he allows you to do it if it's an old mill. What old mill would not have a hole in it? If it didn't have a hole in it, it's not a mill. So, which one can I do? Which one can? The center hole. Rabbi Yehuda permits you to do this. He permits you to do mechapshin with an old mill. Why do you have to do mechapshin with an old mill if mechapshin means a hole? The hole's there to start with. If it didn't have a hole, it's not an old mill. That's the question of the Gemara. That's, I just said it outside. So the Gemara's answer, if you want to expand it. But okay. So Mesve, Ma'amida Tanu V'Rechayim B'Moed, you can set up a Tanu V'Kirayim on Moed, which is, looks like that's the Brisa, which seems to be the Girsa that Rashi had, which doesn't have the Rechayim in there. U'Bilvad Shalo Yigmar Malachton. But you're just not allowed to complete. You can't do Gimar Malachton. You have to leave over a little bit. I guess that would be the Shinoi. You have to just leave over a little bit. Div Rabbi Lezer. Those are the words of Rabbi Lezer. Hachayim Omrim Af Yigmar. You complete it. It's Ochel Nefesh. You complete it. You can be done with it. Ochel Amoyes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says the name Rabbi Lezer. Ma'amidin Es HaChadasha. You can set up the new one. U'michabshin Es HaYishana. And you can do Kibush for the old one. But you can't do Michabshin for the new one. The same, which is what basically what it means. That means you can't do Kigimar Malacha. The Yesh Omrim E Michabshin Kol Ikar. And some say you can't do Michabish at all. Yeah, that middle one. That middle thing. Very good. But where's the top? I need the top rock to see the jacket.
Yeah.
Got to post a picture on the website also.
I'm sure.
Got to post it for Gershbaum. So, Gemara says, Bishlama lemanda amr rechapshin min akir rechaya. It's all fine and dandy, according to one who says, which is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that rechapish means that you sharpen the stone. Hainu dimishkachas la b'yishana. That's why you can have that by an old one, right? One manda amr says, mechapshin sheyishana. And one says, you can't be mechapish to yishana. Okay, so what they're arguing whether or not you can sharpen the stone on Chol HaMoed. El manda amr bas ina. Like one says that the one who says the manda amr means making that hole in the middle. Yishana bas ina lamali. Where would I have an old used millstone without the hole in the middle? If you don't have a hole in the middle, it doesn't.
That fills up.
So Gemara says you can go in the kaboy lar similar answer larvuche tve porta. You want to extend it, or maybe it got filled up or something. If it got filled up, it doesn't get filled up in a way that you have to drill it and bore the hole. You're just pulling out the stuff.
You're just pulling it out.
You're not drilling it. Here he's saying you want to drill it. So what are you drilling? So what are you drilling? So you want to drill more. You want to make it bigger. You want to have more wheat. You want to make it bigger to have a bigger hole. Okay? Rav Huna, I found this piece difficult.
So you said you're allowed to do that? Make it bigger?
That's the machlokas. Whether you're allowed to do that or not.
Why would you be able to do that?
Ochel Nefesh.
Are you
when it's smaller also? You have more guests come. You need more. Ochel Nefesh. But he's saying, some say you only do that with the old one, not with the new one. Because he had these competing factors, and each one is weighing it differently. Okay. Rav Huna Shamel Hugavah the Kaminaker Rechai B'chol Demoed. Rav Huna heard that this one guy was being Menaker his Rechaya. I guess he was sharpening it. He was banging it with a hammer, I guess, and he was sharpening the teeth of the Rechai B'chol Demoed. Amar, he got upset. He said, Manhai, who's doing this? Itchel Gufei the Kamacher B'chol Demoed. Just like he's being mechalal chol hamoed, his goof should become mechalal. His goof should become destroyed. He goes, why? Sabri ki yish lakish omen. Because Rav Huna held like the yish omen, a brisa, who says that he can't be mechabish at all, even with the old ones. So because he hold like one way, he cursed a guy, maybe the guy held like the other mandala. Right. Where he had the right to curse him, just because he doesn't hold like him. Yeah, his body should wither. I mean, because he holds like the other mandala. Like, unless was it a clear psak that was the
I don't know. And again, go over to the guy, have a discussion. Curses the guy.
I admit I don't know.
Yeah,
I do. I do. You always have problems with when they do this, but I agree with you. I agree with you. I just don't understand why he's allowed to curse the guy if he's just holding like another like a valid cheetah in the brisa and the mishnah. All right. Says, but why? We didn't say anywhere that it has to be that. We didn't say anywhere tomorrow that we rejected one. Okay, maybe they'll post him one way because of the story. I don't know. Okay. Doris Rav Chama. Rav Chama has the following drasha. He says, Nokrim Rechayim B'moed. You can sharpen the millstone, even a new one, on Chol HaMoed. Well, he says you can do the new one on Chol HaMoed. He can sharpen it on Chol HaMoed, even a new one.
He wasn't cursed,
apparently. Mishum Rav Meir Omer, and they said he said the name Rav Meir. So now, these are all, he's in the Bidarshan, all the other malachos, a bunch of other malachos, that are mutter to be done on Chol HaMoed, midin Tzorach HaMoed. So Rav Meir Omer, afilu sus shirochev alav, even, you know, let's say your regular horse, your v'chomer shirochev alav, and your regular donkey that you're riding, Tosfos points out, has to be Tzorach HaMoed. You can't just ride a horse for no reason, it has to be Tzorach HaMoed, right? Mutter, the gear says, mutter lito lotzi parnayim Chol HaMoed. You can, like, I guess, cut their fingernails, their hoof nails. They cut their hoofs and shave them down, because if not, Rashi says, they wouldn't go, they wouldn't walk, and therefore you wouldn't be able to travel, and that's Tzorach HaMoed. He says, when I do that, that's Tzorach HaMoed. However, he points out that you cannot shave down the hoofs or the nails of the Chamra Derechaya low. You can't shave that down because Shekach Oksin Hayu Token Agav Chamorim, they used to, you know, put the donkey and have it walk around the mill and drive the mill. So Lo Matzi the Mishkala Hu Chamra Tziponav, the Lo Matzi the Midcham Memoel El Tzorach Moed, because the only thing you can grind on Chol HaMoed is what you need for the Moed. And Hilkat Chinamu Etes, it's only a small amount. And Yachalut Chamra Chamor, but Lo Marlik Yidol Tziponav. The Chamor, it won't bother the Chamor, they know, it won't bother the donkey if his nails or his hooves are not shaven down, because it's only small walking, it's not a long traveling.
Has the donkey done how much?
We know that it doesn't pain him. We know that it doesn't pain him.
A lot of guests over that. Not just tell the donkey how many guests you have.
Well, I guess you have previous experience of how long, what type of walking hurts the donkey, what type it doesn't. It's observation. And that's what it's going on. It's observation. Tosos points out, fascinating Tosos, only because of the word that he uses. He says, Lemishkal, oh, that's the next one?
Right.
Oh, it's the next one. Rabbi Yehuda Shari, right, Rabbi Yehuda Shari, Lemishkal Tufi L'Chamer D'Rechaya. He permitted you to cut to cut the nails of the donkey who's used for grinding. And more he allows you. Ulakumi Rechaya, he allows you to put the Rechayim together, I guess to put one stone on top of the other stone. And not only that, Ulamivne Rechaya, he allows you to even build the mill. Ulamivne Amas Rechaya, and to build like just the trough underneath, to attach everything, he allows you to build. Ulamivne Orya, you can even build a barn. I think it means Orya is a barn. Rashi says Refez Bakar. So Rabbi Yehuda permits you to shave or to cut the nails of the donkey. So Tosfos says, Perush, what's the hay? Perush betosfos. And it says it changes Tosef to Tosfos. Duhua din lididon, same din to offer us, shemutu latarking barzolin. And that'll make horseshoes. It's the same idea, make the pain. But he says, dekarka kosha, our ground where Tosfos was is very hard ground, umiskalkel. And it'll bother the horse if you don't put the horseshoes on. So why did the Chachamim mention that? Because they didn't have that because she'ain sarich rak lemishkal tufraya shayge karka mitunenis. It was soft ground they said over there, so they didn't need the horseshoes on the horses. They were able to go as long as you kept the hooves healthy. He says our karka mitunenis kimo berusia, like in Russia. It also says that's why I thought it was interesting. Kimo berusia. There would be usher to do the horseshoes, because you don't need the horseshoes there.
Why?
Nice and soft? Apparently, Tosfos was understanding that in Russia the ground was nice and soft. It was because maybe it was muddy, maybe it was nice and soft.
So we can trim the nails of the donkey, but we can't trim our own nails.
Because if you trim the nails of the donkey, it's because if you don't, then you can't ride on it. You don't. What happens if you don't trim your nails? You can't ride? You're not supposed to be able to ride anyway. What is it going to hold you back from doing? What?
Okay, thing.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Now more things that are permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed. So there's a Girsa issue over here with Ravel and Rav, which actually has, depending on who the sheet is, can answer a question of Shani. So our Girsa is Rava, right? So Rava Shara Lesaruki Susya. He allowed you to comb the hairs of the horse with his iron comb in order to make it nice. Ulamivne akarpita. He allows you to, I think this is a building, some sort of trough for the animal to eat from. Right? You can build that.
A manger.
I don't know what that is.
A manger.
What?
You know, like Christmas, the manger.
No, I don't know what that is. Right? Ulamibne itzdiba. And you can build some sort of platform to sit on it. I guess all these things, I guess, are somehow tzorech lamoed.
Wooden bench.
These are tzorech lamoed. Tosos points out. Rabba permitted someone to bloodlet the animal on Chol HaMoed, and Amar Le'Abai, Abai says to him, Tanya Masayla, a Tanya that supports you, a Brice that supports you, that says clearly, Makizin Dan Le'Behema, the Eimonim Rufula Behema Chol HaMoed. You don't withhold any types of medicine from the Behema on Chol HaMoed. The Toso says, in Eimonim Rufula Behema, that's the Vav, Nira, the Rufula de Behema, it must be the fact that they're giving you permit to do this, it must be talking about a type of refuah that would require a malacha. About refuah she'emba isra malacha, but refuah doesn't have an isra malacha, it's like taking a pill or something like that. And that's only usher for us because of xera. Rak xera mishum sechika simanim, afilu b'shabas ikaman d'shari, v'alacha kaman d'shari. If it comes to an animal, there's no, that xera doesn't apply. So you would definitely be able to, it must be talking about over here, that they're giving you, you're allowed to do, to give medicine to a behema, must be even if it's a malacha.
Why
doesn't it apply right now? That's a Gemara in Shabbos. Get the Isra from behema on Daf Nun Gimel. Right? Adarish law, Rabba Halach, Rav Yosha, the less the Gzeirah should be the summum refuah the behema. He doesn't hold the Gzeirah by refuah the behema. And then it says, Perish l'sruke susia. What does that mean? She perish b'kuntrus, whatever that means, ush dalir belaz. He says, E nir ali. That combing it out. How kind of line? Ben kir, ben tir, tzapik. The Isra, El Rav Shimon, the Amar Davashik Miskavim Mutter, the Kaimla Kavasei El In Akher. He doesn't agree with Rashi, he thinks it's something else, because he thinks that it's, you know, it's Davashik Miskavim, it would be Mutter. The whole thing of combing it out would be Davashik Miskavim, and it would be Mutter. The answer will maybe be a Psikresha. That way it comes into the Shita. If you change the Girsa from Rabba to Rav, you don't have that issue, because Rav Paskins, the Davashik Miskavim, is Usher. So that's why the Girsa of Rabba Rav makes a difference. Okay. Next. Rabba Shira Likaskuse Kirme. Rava allowed this, the Kiskuse Geutz, some sort of ironing. There's some sort of ironing. He allowed you to do it. Right? My timer, Maisa Hedjodil, because it's a Maisa Hedjodil. If it's Maisa Hedjodil, Tzorech HaMoed can be done. Amar Litzak Bar Ami, Amar Chizda, Kiture Bire Asir. Kiture Bire, that's something else. This is making it's a higher level of pressing. It's like it's making the pleats. Making the pleats on a okay, pleats on, but nowadays we don't have pleats on pants. But this is Mark Dash. But if
the last time we did it,
you probably did. 7 years ago you didn't have pleats on pants. So you're not allowed to do that. Us or my time, and why? Because that's a Maisa Uman. That's a Maisa Uman, and a Maisa Uman is not permitted even Tzorech HaMoed. So that originally that tells us. In order to do a Maisa Uman, you have to have a Shinoi. Okay, next. Now we're gonna have a bunch of memos from Rava about certain, not only you have to determine whether or not what you're doing is permitted, sometimes your intention has to determine whether or not what you're doing is mutter or asr. Amar Rava, man de maskil ara, one I guess was removing stumbling blocks from the karka, adaita de beidari, if he's removing it to do it for, to make a gorein over there, for store things over there, then that's for tzorech HaMoed, because he's actually doing it for food, then it's shari. Adaita de ara, but if he's doing that to prepare the land for planting, then it's asr. So Hechidami, how can you determine what his intentions are? So the machlokas and the girsa, what is our girsa? Mulya b'mulya unitza b'nitza adaita b'idari. If you do mulya b'mulya unitza b'nitza, that's mutter. Shekol mulya b'shkol b'nitza adaita da'ara. That would be usher. So what's mulya b'mulya? If you take it from a high place and put it onto another high place. Meaning you're not, if you don't make it, if you don't make the karka smooth, or nitza b'nitza. Then, if you're not clear about the smoothness, and we go from a low place to a low place, if you don't care about the smoothness, then it's clearly done to store the wheat. But shkal mulya shtabnitza, if you took it from a high place and put it on a low place, I mean, your whole point, it looks like what we're doing here is now smoothing out the area, then that looks like you're preparing the ground for planting, and that would be usher. The Amar Rava, Rava says more, hay man de zache zichi. Right, this guy is clearing out his wooded area. He's taking away the branches, a wooded area. So a daita the tzivei, if he doing it because he wants to make a fire to cook, then that's shari, that's mutter. But daita the arav, he's just doing it to make the ground nicer and neat and smoother. Maybe he's preparing it for zriya. That would be usher. So hey chidami, how can you tell the difference? Shoshakal, Rabbi, Rabbi, Shavik, Zutre, if he takes the big ones and leaves the small ones, he's obviously looking for fire, he's looking for good firewood. So then Adaita Mitzivi. Then he's doing the Tzorach of the Eitzim, he needs the wood, and therefore he's using it for fire, Rabbi Mutter. There's a lot of Kukra Cholomor, Tzorach Hamoid. Shkal, Rabbi, Zutre, if he takes everything away, then it's Adaita Ara. The only reason why he's taking everything away is to prepare the ground, and that would be Usr, because that's for Shevach HaKarka. And I guess over here, what's the Isra over here? Maybe it's too much of a Tircha. Maybe that's the issue. The Amar Rava, Rava says further, Hai man the patach maila arye. Someone who opens up sort of a spigot or opens up a canal into his field. So why is he opening the canal to get the water to come through? If it's a dike to the kavre, if he's doing it for the fish and he wants to capture the fish, then that's shari, that's mutter, because that's for ochal nefesh amoi. But a dike to the ara, if he's doing it because he wants the water to water his field, then we say that's usher, because we just mentioned before, you're not allowed to be mashke your field on chol amoi. So hechidami, how can you tell the difference? So pasach trei bavi, if he opens it to an opening on both ends, so that the water would come through and the fish would stay there. I guess it makes a shallow canal, that the water would come through, but the fish would get stuck there. So pasach trei bavi chad ma'ila v'chamit hatoi, then tzadak the kavre. Then it's just a setup to trap the fish. But pasach chad bavi, if he opens, to let the water come in, but doesn't have anything to let the water come out, then clearly he's doing it now for the field, and that would be usher because he's watering the field on chol amoed. But Amar Rava, and Rava says further, Man de Pashach Dikla. So here's somebody who's pruning the tree from its branches. So Adata de Chivasa, if he's doing it because he wants to get the fruits off of the tree for his animals, then that's Shri, that's Mutter. Adata Dikla, but if he's trying to do it for pruning purposes to make the tree grow better, that would be Asar on Chol HaMoed. So Hechidami, how can you tell? How can you tell what he's doing it for? So Shakel Kule Michad Gisa, if he just takes everything off on one side, then Adata de Chivasa. Then he's just doing it. He's not doing it to better the tree. He's just doing it to get the fruit off the tree. But Mahagisa, if he prunes both sides, that's clearly for the tree. So then Adaita Dikla Asr, and that would be Asr. But Amar Rava, Rava explains, says further, Hani Tamri Tuchloni. So you have these tamarim, these dates that are not completely ripe. So Migzirinhu, you can cut them in two. Shari, that's mutter. Because if you cut them in two, because you're going to eat them, that's going to be mutter. If you're doing it for that's tzorach hamoed. But maitzinhu, but if what you're going to do, if you're going to dry them out, right? Maitzinhu is like to make them dry. If you dry them out, in order to be used, to dry them out over time, so you can use them as dry dates, which I think are raisins, you can do that for later, then that would be usher. Because now you're being matriach on chol hamoed for not tzorach hamoed. So the Gemara says, and Rav Papa says no. Rav Papa says you can even do the Maitzinu, you can even do the second thing. Why? Because Kevan Dematle, because what happens is if you leave it without doing this drying out thing, if you just leave it as is, then it's Kifar Kimakya HaAved Dami Vishari. It becomes a double oven. It's like doing a business transaction that you'll lose money on. And if you're going to lose money on, if you double oven, that's Mutter on Chol HaMoed. You just have to define what double oven is. Which I want to bring down other Gemara. Okay, so then it would be mutter. But Amar Rava, and Rava says further, for Rak Matya, which is Schora, right, business on Chol HaMoed, Kol Shu Aser. That is us, business on Chol HaMoed is Aser because of Tircha. But Amar Rav Yosef Bar Avin, Ube Davar Aved, if it's Davar Aved, that is mutter. So what's Davar Aved? So Rashi says, Tosa says, Davar Aved, which is mutter, is Perish. Davar she'im lo yim kerena ata. We don't sell it now. Shema lo yim kerena yotha pam achas v'yapsim min hakeren. And you lose your principal. If you're going to lose your principal, that's davar aved. Aval im lo yapsim min hakeren. If you're not going to lose your investment, your principal, elish lo your vehicle kach is just going to eat into your profits, then ein zechosh of davar aved. That's not considered davar aved. The kol she'kein liknos chora. You can't just to buy something now because maybe it will be more expensive later. He says that's not a davar aved. Aval liknos yain kosher b'tzorach hamoed mutter. Wine is mutter. He says that's in fact a davar aved. But there is, I want to bring out, there's a nemuke Yosef who says that maybe it's more of a liberal definition of davar aved, because it seems to be Yerushalmi that says, oh, you can buy something now because the price is going to go up later. So that's
on sale now.
Maybe he's on sale. Maybe he's not going to have that sale later. The Mechaber brings down all the sheetahs. The Mechaber brings Yosef. He brings down all the sheetahs of what Davar Aved is. Just an important Nimuke Yosef. I wanted to bring that. That was, what?
Huh? So the
Yes.
Okay, so the Nemuke Yosef says, Ubedabra Abed, he says, Kol shehu mutu lemokro b'chol shemoed. Anything that's mutu to sell on chol shemoed, she'im yishe lemokro ayom. If you delay and don't sell today, lo yitnu kol kach la'achar moed. They won't give you so much after chol shemoed. She said, that is considered double mokro. You're going to lose a little business. The Garcina, I mean, if you're going to get docked pay, that's clearly Dabra Abed. If I don't know, the shaila is, let's say, your bonus is dependent on the working. So you're going to lose from your bonus. So is that considered getting dock pay? I don't know to figure out what.
So how's the tirchi yisera? If you're in your office making phone calls, that's not tirchi yisera.
So malacha is aser on chol hamoed unless there's a heter. And if it's not a dover of it, you don't have no heter.
Right,
you
look
at isra malacha.
Okay, not tirchi.
Doesn't matter. It's an isra malacha.
What's constructing an oven? What thing is in your office making phone calls?
Right. You have to find. So you have to find the heter. You're working from the wrong starting point. The starting point is malacha's aser. They have to find the heter. Right.
Where
adventures is looking? You're driving with Tzorach HaMoi for entertainment, taking trips and entertainment. There's a whole lot to do, whether or not you're supposed to save your vacation days for Chol HaMoed. My focus is about that. Let's read the Ramukha Yosef. He says, right, and he brings down Gashim Yushalmi, Hadash Sheirasa, Shari Mizba Mine B'chol HaMoed. If you see this people coming to sell, you can buy in Chol HaMoed because you can get a better price. V'ksas Mefarshim Amru Shehavaris Revach Nikwar Davra Amud. Some say that losing profit is considered davar avod. Mikon yotzelahem, and therefore they said shemut lahavos leknayim beribus kol shemoyed. You can lend a guy with ribus on kol shemoyed because if you don't lend the net, you get more profit. Right? But tam bezeh, he says lefisha ein gachol elu malacha gemura, because there is no malacha going on here. Well, the Mukhi Yosef is trying to make a distinction. He says that if you're not actually doing something that's a malacha, then maybe davar avod is a more expansive definition. Right, the Akon Elam Nekakul Memkar Shasumi the Vrain Beyontav, Zer Shema Yitla Bakol Shemoed, so Hitiru with Nehavaros Rivach. That's the distinction that the Mukhi Yosef brings down. But then he says, about Ramban Kasav, he says, no, Shalom Hitiru Liknos Minashirah, Elam Mashat Sarah Tashmisha, you can buy what you need for now. The Imlo Yiknos Minashirah, Mitsarah Kosha Akramoed, the Nefsad, Shalom Yim Tzul Be'erek, Shalom Tzul Akshav, Abakadela Abiyah, but to make profit, he says it's usher. That's more like Tosos, Adkan Lashono. So there's a machlokas seems to be about what the definition is. Look at the halacha and then deal with it. And that's a shayla you need to ask about going to work on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Ravina Habilea, who iska the Habim Mizdabim Shita Alfe? He had the schora that before on Chol HaMoed he would have sold for 6,000, but he didn't do it. Shahil is Avune Basa Chol HaMoed. He waited to sell after Chol HaMoed. Mizdabina betrayed Alfe. So he made a profit and he sold for 12,000. Ravina having masik zuzu bnei akudishan vasa. He was owed money from these people, the bnei akudishan vasa. So now it's yontif. He says maybe I should go collect it now because they're here. Usually they're traveling. So also the kamei ravashi amalei mahu lemezal idna alayu. Can I go bother them to get my money now? So amalei ravashi is back to him. Came that idna hamushkachaslu. Since they're here now, if a yom achmina lo mushkachalu, and maybe after yontif not going to be here, they can go back to work and go travel. Kifar matka avidamim shari. It becomes davar avid because you don't get it now. You may not get it davar avid. Tanya Nami Gami Avodah Zarah, Kei Gavna. We have a brisa similar to this regarding Avodah Zarah, that you're allowed to go bother them on their holiday in order to get something, in order to get paid back, right? Because it says, Holchim, you can go, the Yerid Shal Ovei Kachavim Mazal, you can go down to their marketplace, the Lokim, and buy from them, Behema Avodim Ushlachos, Batim Son Mekromis, the Kosev, you make a star on that, Staraya, I guess it is, Umale Barkar Shehen, you can even bring it to their courts. Because it's you're saving it from them. Rashi says, right, umale bar kos lekayman b'chasimason the cave on the hashta who the mishkachas lehu yom achmina lo. Sorry, since they're there now and they're not going to be there later, it's a davar avod. You can even go to the courts to memorialize the transaction. Rav shara lechiyav arashi lemigdal oharit. That was paying back a loan. Oh. So see, here you're doing a purchase, and the problem is you go into the arkos. So why are you going to? Because it's a double oven. If you don't go now, you're not going to be able to. If you don't get it approved now, you're not going to get approved later. Okay, I wanted to finish the mission, but we ran out of time, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.